Amen. Amen. I'm going to talk to you some of the things in the spirit before I speak resurrection life, and we have the speaker to share God's word. Jesus said, I'm building my church. Say with me, I'm building my church. Jesus said, I'm building.
Jesus is building my church.
That's the first thing. That means if he's building the church, it is you. Say, it's me.
It's me.
If he's building, it's not the name, it's not the organization, it's not the building. It is me. Say with me, it's me.
It's me.
I want you to realize Jesus from heaven through the word and your spirit is building you individually and corporately. That is the building. And we got to align and say, God, whatever you're building, I want to come in alignment. Because it's not about a church for a season. It is church for eternity. He has given us eternal life. And you have eternity. You know, when you come to the laying foundation, resurrection of the day and final judgment, it has to go to eternal judgment. And eternal, not in this life, it carries on. And what you do you know your gift, your calling, everything stops at the day when you die. And then what is taken off, that means the character and the fruitfulness and faithfulness, that's the one that you're going to carry for eternity. The church is eternal as Jesus is eternal. The church and Jesus is one. Say, I am Jesus one. Jesus and I is one. You got to have this connection. If you don't have connection, you'll have what we call a very superficial relationship. The church and Jesus is one. You and I are one. So we got to recognize. And I plead with you, with the Holy Spirit, that if you have any odds against anybody in the body of Christ, make reconciliation. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you. If you have any odd against other people, make restitution, reconciliation. And I believe it's the Holy Spirit. I didn't plan to say this, but I'm saying this. Your life will be enriched only when you're connected, because the greatest treasure for God is you and I, the people of God, individually and corporately. God loves you, and we need one another. Amen?
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know, the greatest sin that can destroy us is pride. Pride won't lead you to, they say it will humble you. It's not. Pride will destroy you, lead to the destruction. And you want to be humble, don't say, God, humble me. That is very difficult. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will lift you up. He say, I will humble myself.
I will humble myself.
And God will raise me up. Under the mighty hand of God, God can give you. This is the way to be progress. And I believe from this year, now we are entering third month of 2018. Many things are going to break out. Many things are going to come. Many things. We are not playing church. We are playing the church that Jesus is building. It's not, we are not aiming at numbers. I'm the church that Jesus is building, and he's giving us, is what we are going to build in our capacity. Say, Jesus said, I'm building my church. Okay, say with me, Jesus is building my church. Okay, the second thing is, Jesus said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. He has sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in heaven. He has sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will take you and lead you. He's a third person in the Trinity, will lead you and guide you. And you're not alone. This in this world, you're not alone. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will not leave you as orphans. He'll guide you. So whatever you're going through, remember Jesus is with you. The Holy Spirit is with you. Especially those who are struggling in your life. Remember, the Holy Spirit is with you. You're not alone. If you say you're not alone, that means you're believing a lie. The devil has told you you're alone. He has not left us or forsake us. He will lead you to even to the end. Our God is God, even unto death. Say with me, our God is God.
Our God is God.
He will lead you even to death. Through the journey of death, he will get you. So the next point is, Jesus, I will not leave you or forsake you. You're not forsaken. I want to say, as leaders in the Church of Jesus Christ, I want to say, you're not forsaken. You're not forsaken. Don't let the devil put your thought into you. You are alone. Nobody cares for me. God cares for you. If a human being don't care, he'll send somebody else. He'll send even an angel. He can do many things. Amen. Cry out to God. The third one is Jesus is coming again. I've been hearing prophecy and say, I'm coming back, I'm coming back. And suddenly a thought, the Holy Spirit just hit me and say, are you ready, really, really ready for my coming? Or just a cliche? Am I ready? When Jesus Christ comes, everything closes. Now you're going to be confronted to the God who made you, who gave you salvation, and going to give an accountability. You're going to give an accountability. Are we really ready? And so is your life ready to meet him? Some anxious issues in our lives that have been not settled, unresolved issues can be a hindrance and can be a frightening day for you. To me, it is a frightening day. It will be a frightening day. That is why I began to say, everything that that is not settled, I want to settle. So I say to you, settle everything. Get right with God every time. By the way, anytime we can go out to be with the Lord, so we got to be right before God. Amen. Jesus is coming back. One of the things that the Lord spoke to me, he said, don't take every day for granted. Don't take people for granted. Don't take anything for granted. We never know what is going to be tomorrow. Each day has his grace. Each day has his grace. So treasure what God, the moment God has given to us. And one of the onslaught, as I mentioned, is the attack of the mind. You will have a lot of books, even in the world, books that can deter you psychologically, but we got to go spiritually on the mind. The attack, the battleground is in the mind. And the thoughts, say thoughts, are actually demons. Say with me. Thoughts are actually spirits, demonic spirits. And that is why you cannot get out this attack, and we got to cast it out. If you can't cast it out, then call our team. Lord, call our leaders. Ring them up and say, I'm having this thought. I want it to be cast out. Jesus said, they will cast out devils. They will cast out demonic forces. So every thought that is coming in is not an it. It is a he. It's a devil. It's a demon. And if you can realize this, your depression will leave you. Because you get authority and say, demonic force, you devil, get out of my life. And plead the blood of Jesus. Okay, your protection is the blood of Jesus. And I began to ask the Lord, what's happening? There's no transformation. And the Lord said, the blood and to you, the blood of Jesus and to the application of Jesus is believing and proclaiming. Say with me, proclaiming. 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 And so we want to proclaim a few things. Last week I shared this on the precious blood of Jesus. Jonathan, can you put the precious blood of Jesus? This is not today's one, but I want you to verbalize and receive it. It's just like bullet points, but it is life itself. Okay, while he's putting, put with me. The blood of Jesus is precious to us. One, number one, he redeemed us. Say, he redeemed us. You're redeemed from the devil, redeemed from your sin, you're redeemed us. It is already redeemed. Redemption is there. It's only through the blood of Jesus. Today we took the Lord's table. It is the blood and the broken body. Though it is symbolically, but literally, a redemption is taking place. So number one, the blood of Jesus redeemed us. Number two, the blood of Jesus bring close to God. So, in fact, you get access to God only through the blood of Jesus. Huh? The 2 weeks ago we put in. Okay, let me. I think it's important for me. You follow what I say. Okay, the blood of Jesus bring close to you God. Or bring night to God. In Ephesians tells us only through the blood of Jesus, not in your strength. Yes. Okay. Can you proclaim from number one? Number one onwards. Number one, the precious, precious. Number one,
Redeemers.
Number two, number three, number four, number five, just as though you never sinned before. Number six, because for all our sins, your sins can be cleansed. Okay, number five, number seven is what?
Give boldness in the day of judgment.
Give boldness now and in the day of judgment. You can get this from Sister Kenna, I believe. Okay, you can write it down. I want you to proclaim it. Speak it over your life. Speak it over your situation. Because some of us, if you live under the condemnation of the enemy, you have not understood that the blood of Jesus is finished. If you are carrying your past into your life to present, the past is under the blood, it doesn't exist. If you're still carrying, you don't understand the blood of Jesus. We are new creatures in Christ. The blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We want to have boldness in the day of judgment when we meet Christ. We want to have boldness. God says, I will give you. And it's only through the blood of Jesus. Proclaim it, proclaim it, and proclaim it. Okay. Today's one, we don't need to do another day. The blood. Say, the blood of Jesus. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, my spirit, soul, and body. Say with me, I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, over my body, over my spirit, over my emotions, even my over every areas in my life. I plead the blood of Jesus over my families. I plead the blood of Jesus over my children. I plead the blood of Jesus in what I do. I plead the blood of Jesus over the calling that you have called us. I plead the blood of Jesus. I'm covered under the blood of Jesus. Cover it. Verbalize it. We'll proclaim it. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Covered under the blood of Jesus. My sins are under the blood of Jesus. Everything is under the blood of Jesus. I'm redeemed from the devil. The devil cannot attack me. I'm protected from satanic attack by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. I'm protected from sickness and diseases by the blood of Jesus. I'm protected. My family is protected. My father and mother is protected. My husband, my spouse is protected in the blood of Jesus. And my family is protected by the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, I proclaim and declare and decree that the blood of Jesus is upon each one of us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, I speak life. Resurrection life. 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 I speak life. A resurrection life by the authority given to us. I cancel every works of the enemy. Satan, I bind you. Principality and powers and sickness and diseases and illness that has onslaught the body of Christ. I cancel every work. Sicknesses and diseases and illness, everything. You got to know. Bow in the name of Jesus. Bow in the name of Jesus. Bow in the name of Jesus. I speak life. By the stripe of Jesus we are healed. By the stripe of Jesus, we are healed. Jesus, you who said, God who said, I am the Lord that heals you. God, you are our healer. You are our protector and you are a guide. I speak destiny. I speak miracles. I activate the gift of healings and miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit right now to be operational for everyone who hears this prayer. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be restored. Hallelujah. You have peace with God because of the blood of Jesus. Amen. 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 I think it's good to sing the song that we sang. My faith is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. After that, we'll have Amy to give a short exaltation, and Dino will share God's word. care. Open your heart, regardless of vessel. Open your heart, you'll be blessed.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. To Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Of his covenant, his blood, support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You truly are our solid rock right now. You are our firm foundation, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence here today. Thank you, God, that you are speaking to each and every one of us, Lord. Open up our hearts to hear from you. Open our ears to hear, Lord. Open our eyes to see, Lord. We want a greater revelation from you today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, church.
Morning.
Good morning, church. If you could just turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Thank you, worship team. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. And it reads, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure in them. You know, I was asking God, God, what do you want me to share to your church this morning? And he spoke to me again in the bathroom. He really likes to speak to me in the bathroom. And he said, he just reminded me, remember your Creator in the days of your youth. You know, the enemy will come to you and he will say, you know, your youth, that's for pleasure. Go and enjoy yourself. You know, your middle age, he'll say, that's for business. Go and make money. And then he'll say to you, your old age is when you can religion, or that's when you can serve Jesus. But no, that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in your young age, in your youth. The Bible says in your middle age, and when you're old age, remember your Creator. You know, I see so many children here, so many of us young people, those with energy, amen? Who has energy here? Oh, just one. Okay. Yeah, we got energy. You know, God is saying that remember him in the days of your youth. Remember him when you have energy, not when you are on your dying bed. God is saying, remember him when you have energy, when you have legs to move, when you have legs to walk, when you have legs to go and share the gospel. God is saying, remember your Creator. You know, God is saying that he made you. He made you. He's saying that God, he provides for you. Actually, can you repeat this after me? Say, God made me. He provides for me. He cares for me. He watches over me. And he saved me. And everything else is from the devil. But I know that as long as my Redeemer lives, I will praise him. In the days of my youth, in the days of my middle age, the days of my old age, I will remember my Creator God. Amen. Amen. I'll now pass you on to my husband. He is one of my favorite preachers, but I pray that you truly open up your heart today to receive what God is speaking through him, that you know you will walk out this door a different person. Amen.
That's good preaching, Amy.
Thank you.
All right. Sunday school children, you may go. Just a little announcement is that I think the female toilets downstairs is out of order. So if you need to use for ladies, go to the upstairs toilet. And Sunday school children, you all have to go before your session, okay? Children, are you all listening? You have to go toilet before your Sunday school. Okay, no answer. Is it all gone? All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be in the house of God? It's so good to be in the house of God. Amen. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Let's give him praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Today, I just want to share with you, you know what, we've been going through soap, you know, in the book of Genesis. And there's so many things to learn in the book of Genesis. And the main thing that for me was that, you know, we see so many stories or so many different people that God is relating to or God is interacting with. And basically what we see is that, you know, when we go through the book of Genesis, we see there is the right way of approaching God, or there is the wrong way, and then there is also what looks like the right way but it's actually wrong, but or something that looks naturally looks like weird or doesn't make sense but it's actually right. Okay, like some of these things, like what I mean is that, you know, for when I was a young Christian, when I read the story of Abel and Cain, I never understood why Abel bringing, you know, fruits of the ground, that wasn't acceptable to God. But when Abel brought, you know, a sheep, and that was that made God glad. And I personally, when I was beginning, I didn't understand that. You know, naturally we would think, oh, it makes sense. Why? If Cain, you know, works, you know, as a farmer, so he brings what he can find, right? Or and Abel, because he tend the sheep, so he brought sheep. But we know the principle is that when to come through God, there is a principle. There is God's way. You know, there needs to be a sacrifice of the blood, the shedding of blood. So, you know, and we begin to learn is that Cain was very careless. You know, he just comes thinking of his own way. So for me, then when we read this, we better think of ourselves that when we approach God, are we just approaching God, you know what the Bible says, with our own righteousness, with what we think is okay, with what we think is right, but it's actually not. It's actually not God's way. So this is what I meant by, you know, things that looks right, well, to me anyway, last time, is actually wrong. And then things that look wrong, or I wouldn't say wrong per se, because in the end it's right, because, like, for example, God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. Now, again, when I was a young Christian, I was like, why? Just when you gave Isaac to Abraham, and now you tell him to kill him, right? It didn't make sense. But then as we go into the Word of God, you know, as we read again and again, we're beginning to see the principle of God testing Abraham's obedience. And we see that through the obedience that Abraham demonstrated, we see the greater blessing that God can give to Abraham. Amen? So I hope that as we go through, now we are into Exodus, but if you haven't finished Genesis, think about all these different people that God interact with. And some people he mentioned special, like Enoch, for example. And some people it's just, You know, live and die, live and die, live and die. But Enoch was special. Why? You know, think about these things, you know, and the different people that he interacts with, the right and the not right way. Amen? So let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you. We adore you. We surrender our lives to you, Lord. Let us be a vessel of honor and righteousness, that we may be a channel of blessing to bring to our domain. We are here today in one accord to receive from you, Lord. Speak your Rhema word to us today, Lord. We received your words that are spirit and life. And as you speak, Lord, we will hear with an obedient heart, with a sweet spirit, with a right attitude, Lord. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give Jesus praise this morning. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. I just want to go through about Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31, about, you know, being sons of God, knowing that God created us good. Not even just good. It's actually very good. Everyone say with me, God created me very good. All right? And he created... can we get Johnny the second slide? All right? The first one is that, you know, we are created. The Bible tells us that we are created in the image and likeness of God. You know, when we talk about image and likeness, it is of the same substance. You know, he created us as a spirit being with soul and a body. You know, when we talk about same substance, we not only look, you know, when we talk about image and likeness, not only do we just look like him or resemble him, but we are created with that same material, same quality. You know, God is spirit and we are spirit, so we can communicate with him in spirit. And when we receive from him, we also receive in the spirit. Amen? And God is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And, you know, for... and we are created to have a relationship with God. Everyone say with me. Oh, what's going on? All right. Okay, just say this with me. Number one, created in the image and likeness of God. Number two, created as a spirit being with soul and body. Created to have a relationship with God. And that's what I want to focus on today. But then number four, created to serve God with his provisions. And number five, created to rule and reign with God. You know, in the Bible, again, in Genesis, it says that when God made man, everything was already provided in the garden. The river was full of gold and precious stones. And then, you know, I just brought to me, you know, everything that God asked a man to do, not in the man's own strength, everything was already provided. Amen? And I remember this phrase that pastor gave, you know, for every God's will, there is God's bill. And then I got more. For every assignment, God already has done the payment. Amen? And for every mission, there will be provision. Amen? So all this, you know, shows that when we come into the plans and purpose of God, we really have to have that close connection with God. If not, we'll be doing it our own strength. If not, we're just trying to gather our own strength, our own resources, and then we will burn out and we will tire out. Amen? What we have to do is we have to have this close connection with God and receive from him. Continue to receive from him. Then we manifest it out. Amen? And, you know, we are created to rule and reign. We like to say this. We're like, oh, I just want to serve God, serve God, serve God. Sometimes we say this so much, we become having that, you know, slave mentality. We're not serving God as a slave. Yes, we need to have a servant heart. Yes, we need to serve God with all our heart, though that is true. And God has given us all the blessings, all the things that we need, but we are only stewards of that. And with stewards, we have to use it for his great plan and purpose. Amen? All right? And right from Genesis, we see that the plan and purpose for us is already set. So when we read, you know, we don't see the history of man. We don't start at the fall of man. You know, when Adam sinned and all this. We start right when what God originally purposed in creation of man. Amen? All right? And we see in Luke chapter 3, verse 23 to 38, you know, we see the genealogy of Jesus, you know, son of Jesus, son of Joseph, and all the way back to son of Adam, son of God. It ended there on verse 38, son of Adam, son of God. Why? Because when God created man, he wanted him to be a son. right? Adopted into the sonship. Amen. As we see it in Romans 8:15, we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to. Oh, I'm catching you there. Okay, let's say it again. For we did not receive the spirit of bondage again to, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out. All right, amen. Okay, just checking you all are still awake, amen. So we are all to be adopted into the family of God, amen. All right, next. So just to break down a bit in Genesis 1:26 to 31, you know, God said, let us make man in our image. And image means the resemblance. And not only the looks, right? Not only the look, but the inward spiritual potential. What we are made of, what we can do, our potential. It is made. We are made of the same quality. You know, sharing from being newly married, right? You know, this is the thing that I begin to find out. Last Tuesday, after life group, right? My wife came back and was so excited about the Thermopod, right? Tiger brand, apparently. Okay? And there's many examples about, you know, why? But we have a pot. No, it's not the same quality. Not that brand. We have, for another example, we have a Sunbeam mixer. But I know my wife still desire to have the KitchenAid. Why? It's they're not the same quality, right? All the wives, okay. All right. Even with guitar, right? Even with guitar, those people who play guitar, you know that there are different qualities of guitar. To me, I thought all guitars are the same. To me, they all sound the same, right? But no, they're all of different. They're made of different materials. Hence, they have that quality, that brand, and that what you call the trustworthiness in terms of. All right. Now, don't let's forget about that. But what it means that we not only look. For example, that Sunbeam mixer, to me, looks exactly like the KitchenAid, but it's made of a different quality. So for us, we not only look, you know, to resemble God, but we are made of the same quality. Amen? Amen? Can you identify with that? Yeah? All right. So an image when the concordance, you know, it says that, you know, it's like a representative. It's almost like creating an illusion, meaning that when people see us, people see God, right? And so internally, we can have the fullness of God, amen? We can have the fullness of God. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Everyone say, I have the Holy Spirit in me. And as we spend more time with the Father, we become more and more like Him. As we spend time more and more, we become more and more like Jesus. And when we talk about being like Jesus, you know, Pastor John Osteen repeated this again and again. If we want to be like Jesus, then let's go out. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, amen, lay hands, all right, that's the miracle of God, that's the power of God, all right, we're not just to be a good Christian, just stay inside, you know, but then, see what Jesus did, when we say we want to be like Jesus, and we sing that song, to be like Jesus, right, but then, really, if we want to be like Jesus, let's do what Jesus did, amen, all right, and then likeness, in the concordance, it's like a shape or model, all right? Basically, it's the characters that we demonstrate out as we express Him. You know, all we are called to do here, you know, is to express God's will through our actions, through what we say. You know, we express the invisible God to the visible world here, amen? All right? And as we fellowship with Him, we become more like Him. So can we be like Him? That's a question. Can we be like Him? Yes, but it is all dependent on our choices and our obedience. And that's from the book of Genesis as well. As we see, these people, why is it some people, like Abraham, it says accounted righteous. Why? Because not only does he believe the word of God, he did it. He did it, the obedience there. Amen? And then we continue, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds and air, over the cattle and all that. And here, God is telling us, He created us not just to look like Him, not to have the same quality, but also to rule and reign with Him. Amen? And as we go to the next slide, so we see here that God, after God created this, He blessed them, and He gave this really great plan and purposes for man. Amen? All right, we read just on 28 there. Everyone say with me, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And again, here, before God gave this, God said he blessed them, which means when God set us a task for us, the blessing of God has already been there with us. Amen? So we're not doing it our own strength. We're doing it with God's provision. Amen? All right. And here we see in verse 29, God said, see, I have given you. I have given you. So everything is provided with all provision. Amen? All right. And he created everything beautiful and good. But for man, what did he say? Very good. Okay, very good. And all the, in Genesis 2, trees spring up, good for food. Don't worry about God providing with us. Rivers fill with oil. And when we talk about worrying, right, worrying, it brings us back to Matthew chapter 6, 25 to 33. You're very familiar with this verse, right? Some of us, you know, look at the lilies of the valley and all this, and all this, the birds and all this. But when I read that verse as I was preparing this message, I began to see is that sometimes worry is not from God. What makes us worry? What is the sources of worry? And if we read this, right, when we have this mindset or this thinking, this will make us worry. All right? So here, I just highlighted in red for you there. Number one there, it says, is not life more than food and all the body? Meaning, if we put value, where do we put our value on? If we only worry about food, then because food is not eternal, it will come and go, then we worry. If we put our value about money, again, if we so worry about money, then we will worry, okay? Because those are not eternal. Or maybe it's career. Maybe it's something that is not in the plan and purposes of God. Then we begin to worry. What should we be thinking about? What should our focus be? Is our life should be about serving God. Amen? And I like this statement that Pastor Major always said, I have a greater work to do. I have a greater work to do. So when we put our focus on something bigger, those things that are small, or what we say, you know, those things are not that important, right? And we begin to see that in the next one, when God says, are you not of more value?